It's summertime, and that means it's really, really hot. And if you notice it's hot, it probably means your pet has noticed it's hot as well. There are certain things that you can do to make your pet be happier, and that is don't leave him outside. Mm-hmm. Don't leave him in the car with the window rolled up. And test the ground to make sure it's okay that his little feet can walk on him.
Yeah. If you put your hand to the ground and you immediately feel heat or you immediately feel like it's burning, that's your pet.
Yeah.
That's your pet burning. Don't let your pet burn. How about that for a safety tip? I'm a scootman.
Yeah.
I'm tootling around.
Tootling?
There he is. Major Scootletoot. Tootling down the scoot scoot.
I love Major Scootletoot.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got ourselves a story, Anthony.
Oh, good.
We got ourselves
because
a story.
Because the entire podcast hinges upon us having a story.
Lucky day for us. looks like it was sent in by a whole bunch of people.
The earth wants us to know about this.
Including a friend of the show, Tom Merritt.
Oh.
Sent this one in.
Tom Merritt, king of Patreon.
That's the one. That's the one. Cord Killers.
Daily Tech News Show.
Friend of the show. He made sure he wanted us to see this.
Friend of the internet, friend of money, friend of Patreon.
Indeed. He sent this story that starts like this. Headline reads, robotic stingrays made with rat heart, algae, and plastic fins.
No.
We did it.
No, we didn't do it. What did we do? That sounds like a goddamn abomination.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we did. We did it. We made an abomination.
Life made out of human brain, string, and mud I found on the side of the road.
That's pretty much it.
Just all it does is scream, kill me.
These are a few of my favorite things. Rat heart and algae with plastic. Yeah. This is how this was made. So we took cells from a rat heart.
Sure.
We put them in a mold, a plastic mold that looked like the shape of a stingray.
This is already wrong,
but
go ahead.
We grew what is basically a giant muscle in the form of a stingray. And in that plastic, it's aligned with gold, actually, a plastic skeletal shape of a stingray. It's rigid, but the muscle will contract like a muscle does. So
this is a single muscle. Let me see if I'm understanding this.
Yes.
This is a single muscle that we put into a cookie cutter shaped like a stingray.
That's right.
We covered it with algae.
Yeah, the algae is there so it'll react to light.
And then when we shine a light on it, the muscle contracts and it looks like a stingray is moving.
Yeah.
But it's just a muscle contracting.
The muscle contracts and then the rigidity of the plastic skeleton that's lined with gold makes it go back to its original shape. So contract, go back, and then a stingray swims.
So really the headline is, scientists create stingray-shaped horror golem.
Muscle can move through water is what it should say.
Dark magic wins again as scientists create golem shaped like goddamn stingray.
Yes.
Okay.
This is really amazing because this guy... This
is really amazing because the man who did this has parents. And the parents have to be like, well, what does your son do? Oh, he just fucks around and plays God and creates things that shouldn't be.
Yeah, so don't mess with our family.
He made a stingray. Did he really? Well, it's not so much a stingray.
It looks like a stingray.
As it is a muscle, constantly crying out in pain from a source of light shining on it.
He did this at Harvard.
But it looks like a stingray.
He did this at Harvard University, so they're also saying, oh, our son went to Harvard. Oh, really? What's he do there?
Oh.
Well...
He's a Harvard dark wizard. He's an Ivy League dark wizard. That's what's important.
You must be so proud of him.
He's smart.
This isn't the first time he's done
this. Which is what we wanted. It's kind of a monkey's paw situation. A little bit of a Twilight Zone twist ending when we wished for an intelligent child.
Should have been more specific.
Yeah, smart is just, it turns out, one of the things you want. You also want them to have empathy and a respect for life and the ability to tell a thing from something that's just shaped like a thing. That's the biggest part of it, is we really wish he was able to tell the difference between a stingray happily swinging around and a thing that just kind of looks like a blob that's shaped like a stingray.
We really should have known when he was young and he made that dog out of Play-Doh and stuck those googly eyes on it and then fed it food for 3 weeks. I wondered why.
Should we have stopped him? Who knows? Who knows?
You
should have seen his prom date. That's the really terrifying part.
The sad part was when she melted.
The sad part was that he made his own prom. Sad and scary. We were a little worried that he was going to take this horrible, nightmarish golem woman that he created to a real prom. But luckily, it turned out he hadn't been going to a real school. He created his own school out of trash.
He was an imaginative boy.
It looks like
boy.
A school.
It was an imaginative boy. And
how did he get into Harvard?
There's one thing you can say about that girl. She was all muscle. This is not the first time he did this. In 2012, he created a biohybrid jellyfish robot.
God damn him.
And,
no, wait, I remember that jellyfish robot.
Yeah, and the quote he said about that is, and you're going to love this.
I'm ready.
The jellyfish was impossible to control.
The jellyfish was impossible to control, so I decided to go ahead and create something that killed one of our foremost wildlife experts just a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was not enough that it was a jellyfish, which is in and of itself painful and scary. I created a ray.
Stingray.
I created a stingray.
Yeah. Well,
just sneak right up. It's impossible to control.
In his defense,
TM.
It's impossible to control.
It's impossible.
Buy one now, kids. It's impossible to control.
What is this guy's name?
His name is Sungjin Park.
Park Robotics. They're impossible to control. TM.
Well, that's why he added the algae to this one. See, now he can control it with blue light. He shines blue light on it, and it makes the muscle contract and expand. So he can actually control it.
You can also control Frankenstein's monster with fire.
Yeah.
And exactly. That works perfectly.
See? Never had any problems with that. By the way, I never read that book. Didn't finish it. But I'm sure there was never any problems with that monster.
No.
So he
tap dances and they go home. Right?
Yeah, that's
he
my
tap dances, they sing Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, he's friends with that little girl.
He has sex with Madeline Kahn, and then it's over. Right?
That's right.
Gene Hackman's there. I have never actually read literature.
Yeah.
But I have seen every single Mel Brooks movie based on literature.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I know everything about classic literature.
Well done.
Thank you.
So this thing actually has been able to go through an obstacle
solid
course.
Wall.
No, an obstacle course.
When it gets angry.
It went through a 250 millimeter obstacle course.
Wait, how big is this thing?
It's one-tenth the size of a... It's less than the size of a penny.
That's right. Important information that you left out, Jeff Cannata.
Well, you make enough of them.
I am picturing a muscle, a giant muscle.
It's a tiny muscle.
The size
it's
of a stingray.
Heart.
Yeah, you said it was made with rat heart cells.
Right.
We could have replicated rat heart cells into any size.
It's very small.
I pictured stingray size. No, if it's the size of a penny, let him make his robots.
You're fine with it as long as it stays small.
Yeah. If they're tiny, they can't do anything, right?
Right, of course. Well, anyway, so this thing is very small, but it only travels 1.5 millimeters per second.
Oh, that can't kill me.
But then it went through a 250 millimeter obstacle course because you just shined the blue light on it. It danced around. It went through an obstacle course. It's pretty cool.
Now, how did it find the way through the obstacle course?
He directed it using the light. Yeah.
So he made a remote controlled tiny like stingray drone.
Exactly. And the whole idea here is that this is going to lead toward autonomous water robots.
Jeff,
that are
I'm
kind
really
going to
say, and I want to speak for everybody here because I feel like I am speaking for everybody when I say this.
Uh-huh.
You should have led with the size.
Oh, it's small. Did I not say it was small?
You should have led with the size. We're all picturing a stingray.
Well, you should because that's what it's shaped like.
No.
Small. A very small stingray.
We're picturing like a My Little Stingray.
It's a tiny stingray. It's adorable.
It's a teensy little stingray.
If by adorable you mean it looks like the exposed heart of a rat.
Sure. That's the other thing.
Wrapped in golden plastic!
Seriously though, Dr. Park was really the kid who like ripped a single wing off a beetle as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like we all agree on that. Like this is an amazing thing, like creating an autonomous biological robot, that's awesome. But we all know that this dude was like, I'm gonna see what happens if I like rip these ants' antennas off. Will they go in circles?
Yeah, they went in circles.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they
and
did.
It encouraged him.
And now this man is leading the wave of robot robots.
Stingrays. Stingrays?
Research is the name of what you call it.
Okay. I actually went back and read the article from 2012 about the jellyfish.
Yeah, that was pretty big, wasn't
it? His quote at the end of it was, the next step is to pick another animal that has a more difficult anatomy and function and build it. Give me a year or two. That's what he said. That was 4 years ago.
You're a little late,
yeah.
Park.
Yeah. Try again, Harvard.
Give me a year.
Come on, Harvard.
Give me a year or two. Wow. That's what you get for boasting.
4 years later, he made a tiny stingray.
This guy's an idiot. Way to be a dummy.
He says it can revolutionize autonomous water-controlled robots. We can just have lights.
It's really easy to revolutionize a field where there's like nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I can revolutionize the field of water-based autonomous robots that are shaped like animals.
He also revolutionized
that are made at Harvard.
He revolutionized
like the smaller
prom
you
dates.
Get it. Yeah. Like the smaller you get it, the more narrow it is.
Yeah.
You know, the easier it is to revolutionize it. Like, I can revolutionize, I can revolutionize stacking things in this office.
In this office?
Yes.
You'll revolutionize it?
I will revolutionize the art of stacking things in this office. I'm gonna change the way things are stacked right here in this office.
I'm going to be honest. People can't see this office, but it's not going to take much. Let's be honest. Things are not well stacked.
Not very well stacked in here. But no, this is what I just think it's really funny that he chose such a narrow, like, this is what I'm going to revolutionize. Because he's not saying I'm revolutionizing autonomous robots. He's not saying I'm
underwater ones.
Yeah, underwater autonomous robots that look like animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a perfect...
Shoot for the moon!
So here's the
and
thing.
And if you fall short, you end up in the stars.
Well, you mock, but he says that this could be a way to create things that move through the water silently. You know, for the military. Silent, robotic, controlled, autonomous.
I love that at the end of it, like, muscles. We're like, oh, this is creepy, and this guy sounds really creepy, and I don't know how I feel about this thing, because this thing is pretty creepy in and of itself.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I'm sure as the researcher, as the benevolent scientist, he will say something that will allay our fears and concerns about how disgusting and terrible this is. And the first thing he says is, oh no, I want to make shit that moves silently and scarily for the military.
Well, he says we could use it, its whole range of applications, from stealth military stuff to tracking...
To slightly more loud military stuff. You create a really silent military stingray, and then you create a loud military shark.
Yeah.
Or a screaming military whale. That screams in constant anger and pain and just capsizes ships.
Yeah. No, he says you could actually use it to, track other animals and record them for National Geographic.
Put it in your bloodstream.
That too.
Take this tiny robot, put it in your bloodstream, and maybe it kills you.
Well,
we
already had that story about the thing that takes batteries out of your stomach.
Yeah, the meat bot.
It's kind of the same idea. The algae is used in the same way to contract the muscle and release the muscle. This is just taking that, putting it in the shape of a tiny little stingray guy.
What made him choose a stingray? I wonder if he woke up in the morning and was like, honestly, what's the creepiest goddamn thing I can make this look like?
You think stingray's the creepiest? I think there's lots creepier. Simple creatures.
Well, remember that...
I mean, he started jellyfish.
Remember that it is made out of rat heart musculature.
Right.
So it is just a single beating rat heart muscle shaped like a stingray. I think that's pretty creepy. I think there are a million less creepy things. You can make it into a Hello Kitty head. Right? And the Hello Kitty head could just flap.
It could be just
swing
a little
around.
Like,
it could just be like a little, it could be anything.
Yeah, it is like a cookie cutter, so you could make it into like a little little Yoda face.
Oh, when I was a kid,
like
I had one
Santa?
When I was a kid, I had one that looked like the Batman symbol.
There you go.
And oh my gosh, how cool would that be? A little flying batarang?
Or just make it the most benevolent thing ever, you know, like a little Santa that just swims through the water.
Yeah.
It's not gonna hurt. Santa's not gonna hurt
you. Santa can't hurt you, even if he is just made of one constantly beating heart muscle.
Unless you're naughty.
Yeah, then he's gonna come through your bloodstream.
Fuck you up.
He's gonna swim right through your bloodstream.
Don't go in this summer. It leads to winter when Christmas happens. Don't
go in the water. This trailer goes on forever. This
Santa.
Is the longest trailer.
Santa's been watching
thousands of years ago. In the Scandinavian culture, a creature was created. that creature, in turnover years, changed into the legend of Santa that we know today. Now, bearing that in mind, this is not a story of the actual Santa. This summer, which will lead to winter, will be the movie about this Santa-like creature we're speaking about that is not... Shut up!
Bad trailer guy.
Shut
present.
Up! It's supposed to be short!
In a
Show,
world.
Don't tell!
In a world that started from a single bang in the universe.
We think.
Slowly expanded out over time.
Now by slowly, we mean slowly on a quantum scale, but on like our scale of time, it was actually a very large, the initial Big Bang happened in a very, like, it was a nanosec. And go ahead, Roger, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm just recording another trailer in the next booth. And anyway, I heard what you were saying. I'm sorry, go on.
In that very same world, there's a guy who was born, young man. First, he was a baby. Then he grew into a toddler. That toddler learned to walk. That walking led to running. That running led to being tired. He had to sleep. His parents had to change his poopy diapers. Then he outgrew that. He learned potty training. That man potty trained.
Hey, could Roger, now. I'm going home for the day. Yeah. I just recorded 13 trailers. And I'm gonna take off. But it was great. It was great working alongside you, buddy. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, pal. I just want to get some context for this world.
No, I totally understand. That's why you're the best, buddy. That's why you're the best.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, man.
I hope you leave this place. Open the door. Walk out into the parking lot.
All right, Roger.
Find your car.
Okay.
Turn the ignition key.
Yeah, okay, Roger.
Drive home safely.
I mean, honestly, the problem with a lot of trailers these days is, like, you look at them, you're like, what is that movie about? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Roger's here for us.
I think they show too much is what it is.
They show too much, don't tell enough. That's the problem.
That's true. If they just would tell us more instead of showing, that would be so much better. You don't think there's any possible reason why this rat heart stingray could be useful?
Oh, I'm sure it's useful to all kinds of people with goatees and white cats who live in volcanoes. I'm sure it's useful to, like, scary dudes who are at the top of, like, skyscrapers and run corporations, and we think they're humanitarian, but we don't know what they do in their secret lives.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many people that I think would really love to use this spooky fucking stingray robot.
That's true. I'm curious where he goes next after this. I mean, nobody asks him at the end of this article what he's going to do in 2 years.
Nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to know, and nobody wants to prompt him into thinking of other ideas. We'd like him to just, like, take a break. Because this shit's just going to get more complex and creepier as he goes on.
He's like, someday Shirley will be real. Someday Shirley, who still wears my corsage, she'll be real. I start with a jellyfish, I move to a stingray, and someday we'll be swimming together in the waters of Hawaii.
And it's not a lab, it's just trash that he's fashioned into a lab. Yeah. Right next to the old school that was fashioned into trash. His parents are just like, he went to Harvard. I mean, he told us it was Harvard.
It says Harvard written right on it in the blood of rats. So much rat blood when you harvest hearts.
So much.
His actual quote is, and I'm pretty sure he was joking, but his actual quote is, isn't it great? This world needs more stingrays and fewer rats. So he is clearly
I don't think he was
drunk
joking.
With power.
Yeah, I think he was joking in, like, the way where it's like he says it as a joke, but you know that he means it, and he's daring you to call him out on it not being a joke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where he's just like,
oh, that's a good one.
Hey, yeah, buddy, yeah.
A real good one.
I'll tell you what. That wife of yours sure is pretty. I sure would like to take her out one night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding, buddy. Just
hilarious.
Kidding, buddy. I'll tell you what. If we were both single, if you were out of the picture. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's just real pretty. Real
that's
pretty.
Hilarious.
Yep. Anyway, I got to go.
Stay away from me and my family.
Yeah, I think he's that guy.
Yeah.
That's who I think he is. I don't know. I'm sure this is the way these things happen, right? There is no moving forward towards a world of, like, there is no making the vision, right?
Well, he wants to make the vision.
We don't get to have the vision unless this guy makes his creepy ass rat robots.
Exactly.
This is the thing.
Yeah. Tony Stark had to make some horrible shit.
We didn't see it.
We didn't get a chance.
We didn't get a chance to see it.
No.
But dude.
Yeah, before he got the Iron
out.
Man armor, he made some terrible things.
There's a reason he drinks.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. There is a reason he drinks. No, I'm sure this is what it takes for progress in this field. And I just want to hear less about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to hear, about the cool things. I want to hear when, like, somebody makes like a robot dolphin that's entirely a robot, and all it does is, like, swim and do cool shit.
And love.
And love, loves. Right? Like, I don't want to see the robot that's made out of, like, rat hearts and, like, and like fingers and like stuff that's left over. You know what I mean?
Maybe you don't tell people what it's made out of.
I don't want to see, like, I feel like everything before it looks like the beautiful, clean future that we expect. I think it all looks like Doom, like the video game Doom.
Yes.
Where everything is just like, it's half made of meat and half made of like Radio Shack, like
that's
20-in-1 electronics
is.
Kits.
This Stingray would be right at home in Doom. If there's a Doom water level, the Stingray is in it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is the unfortunate Doom part of the process before we get to the beautiful, gleaming
Mass Effect.
Future Mass Effect part of the process. Yeah. You want a Mass Effect, you gotta get through a few Dooms.
That's true.
That's what my grandmother, she has it knitted on a pillow. I don't know, what do you guys think about this? Does it creep you out, or does it not creep you out? Do you want to hang out with this guy? If so, you might be a sociopath.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you want to go to the prom with this dude?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You want to make out with him a little bit?
Sounds like you know.
I don't know.
It happened.
Maybe. Maybe you do. You should let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can just hashtag that real Harvard. And hey, Jeff, did you know? You should know. I hope you know. I sent you an email about it. Did you know that we have a store?
What?
Yeah. I sent you an email that was like, hey, Jeff, real important. We have a store.
First I'm hearing about it.
Oh, okay.
And we sell like dry goods?
Yeah, we sell mostly grains.
Oh, that's good.
And
useful.
And wagon axles.
Is it a corner store?
You want more wagon axles than you think and less grain than you think.
That's my problem.
That's
always
the trick.
Wrong on that equation.
Yeah, because if you get bullets, you can just go hunting, and that's like OP. I don't want to get into it. But in addition to the general store, which is useful for people who are going to ford rivers, we have a store that sells t-shirts, hats, mugs, all kinds of stuff from this show. You can get a Brock Life t-shirt. You can get a They's Aliens t-shirt. You can get a They's Aliens hat.
And ford a river in it.
You can
do it.
I dare you.
Come on. I want to see photographic evidence of you fording a river in our shit.
I dare you to travel the Oregon Trail with nothing but one of our t-shirts. I dare you to do it. We have concerns.com/shop.